Welcome back to Copper Country Today. And during this segment, we're going to be, at least for me, it's a little bit of a trip down memory lane. Some decades ago, I was a Cub Scout and have some great memories of being involved in scouting. And so when it was brought to my attention that there's an active scouting group for both Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts in our area, I was very excited to be able to invite a couple of guests to talk about that here on Copper Country Today. And so for this segment, I am joined by Kevin Corkin, who is the district executive, the Hiawatha Land District, and let him tell you what that entails. And also a special guest in studio right now, Mr. Brandon Lorch, who is a fourth-year Cub Scout. And he's going to tell you about how he likes scouting and the different things he gets to do. Both Kevin and Brandon, welcome to Copper Country Today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How you doing, Brandon?
Good.
Good. Hey, and we're in radio, so we can't hear your head nod, so you want to be able to go ahead and say hello. And now, how long have you been doing scouting again?
4 years.
Okay. How do you like it?
It's pretty good.
Good, yeah. It is pretty good. I remember the... You know, getting all the our friends together and doing the big camps and all the projects and learning all those things. I think remember the first thing I had to do, and this would be going way back, was to learn about tools and having to work with my dad as he set out tools, and I had to name what tools are and then and what they did, and filling out a book with the paw prints. So that I can start earning my first badges. So I know where you're at. It was a lot of fun. I think I was about your age, too. You're about 9 years old right now, right?
Yep.
Okay. So good. We're gonna come back to you and get your thoughts on what goes on at a camp. First, again, let me go back with Kevin. Kevin, you're in charge of this, at least this part of the UP, correct?
Yep. Yeah, I cover, actually based in Marquette. But I cover the northern part, so I cover the Copper Country, and I go all the way over to the eastern UP, all the way down to Mackinac Island. So we have just two paid professionals throughout the whole UP. My boss kind of covers Iron Mountain, Escanaba areas, and then there's a different district that covers the Ironwood area and a different district that covers Menominee. But otherwise, between the two of us, we cover a lot of miles. And we really rely on our volunteer leaders that run the meetings locally. Everything else is done locally, all by volunteers. So we just help work with them and train them throughout the year.
And how many boys are we talking about in the program?
In the UP, in the areas that we serve, we have over 1,600 kids. And we've been steadily growing throughout the last year. We had a 2% growth across the UP last year, which is great, a great trend. Compared to what's going on around the nation. So we've been adding a lot of new units. And locally, some of the new units we've added was a Cub Scout pack in Ottenagon and a Cub Scout pack in Barriga-Launce area just a couple months ago.
Well, that's great news to hear because, it seemed that the Scouts have sort of taken a back burner position over the last few years as, other groups and activities have moved forward, and the Scouts are a time tested and true organization. They've been around a long time.
Yeah, we've been around over 100 years. Celebrated our 100th anniversary in 2010, and we've been continuing to advance and get more with the technology. And we do know there's lots of other organizations kids can be involved in, but we want to let people know, hey, you can do sports and scouting. We have lots of kids that are in sports and scouting, like Brandon is in T-ball too, in baseball. So you can do both. We have lots of kids in hockey and scouting, so we're very flexible in making sure that kids can do both programs. We have had Scouts and Eagle Scouts go on to, the NFL and different, national sports too.
Well, it used to be anybody who was anybody had been a scout at one point, and it certainly would be no harm to go back to that because there, you learn a lot of terrific things being a scout.
Yeah, that's another thing. A lot of people think, scouting, they think about the knot tying or the camping. And that's still, traditions that we're sticking to and doing, as well as, advancing with the times. And but the biggest thing scouting is all about is, character development, citizenship training, and leadership development is another key aspect. And physical fitness. Those are the main goals of scouting is working on those aims, but we do it in a fun setting. So we do it while we're camping and when the kids are, enjoying doing other activities, and then we're slipping in, you know, values and morals that will be hopefully stick with them throughout their lifetime.
Now, is the program largely the same? Because, again, going back to when I was a Cub Scout, I remember earning some badges. There was the Bobcat badge and the Bear badge. And then, you know, eventually as you grew older and you earned your badges, you went into Weebelows. And then, you know, as you became a teenager, you were eligible for the Boy Scouts. I was never a Boy Scout. My older brothers were. But we had moved from the area that we were in at that time and never got back into scouting where we moved to. Is it still kind of the same? I know there's some transitions going on.
Yep, it's largely the same. We've actually just changed a lot with our Cub Scout program. We still have the same ranks where you start out earning your Bobcat badge, whether you start as a first grader or you join as a fourth or fifth grader. And then they work throughout the year on whatever grade level they're at. So the Tigers are the first graders, Wolves are second graders, Bears are third graders, and then the Weeblos, which Brandon is fourth and fifth graders. And then they earn work on their Arrow of Light or Weeblos badge throughout fourth and fifth grade years. But now kids who join as a fifth grader can actually earn their Arrow of Light with the new program. And then we still, you know, scouting, Boy Scouting is still the same, where you start out as a Boy Scout and hopefully work your way towards Eagle Scout, the highest rank in scouting. So the rank system is pretty much all the same. We just try to add a lot more camping and outdoor aspects into the Cub Scout program.
Randa, what kind of badges have you earned?
I've earned a lot of different types of badges. There's Leave No Trace, which means the way you can earn it is to pick up trash around parks, buildings, or other places that you know that has about a bunch of junk there. It's not really a junkyard, but you're supposed to pick it up and put it where it should go, like recycling it.
And you're a Weeblo now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, like you heard me say, you talk about you know, how I earned the Bobcat and the Bear. Did you have to earn those badges too?
Yep.
What did you have to do to get those?
You have to do work and do some other things that you have to do to make it, to basically get it.
Great. Well, congratulations on earning them. It takes a lot of work. You should be proud of that. Are you involved in anything else besides Scouts? Like, are you involved in sports? You're wearing some camouflage-looking material today. Do you like going out and hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so you're a bit of an outdoors kid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm a big one because my dad, he was born out in the woods. Like, his house was out in the woods, and he didn't have anywhere to... He didn't have any neighbors, no people. So he was more of an outdoorsman, not a people person like my mom.
All right. So you've picked up on following your dad's footsteps. You're learning about the outdoors. The reason why I was asking is, you know, a lot of youth are, you know, they're very involved. They have their sports and they have other programs. They have youth group. You're involved in a lot of stuff, but you're finding time to do Scouts. So Scouts is just part of all the things that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific. How many meetings do you have to go to during a week? Do you go like once a week?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. And you meet at like a home with a bunch of other Scouts and somebody's a den mother?
Yeah, my mom's a den helper and my brother is becoming a bear.
Oh, that's terrific. Kevin, you know, it's great that you brought Brandon here. We're hearing about how much he enjoys it. You probably work with a lot of youth who are, you know, still getting all of those great benefits from being a Scout.
In my job, I don't get to work with the youth every day like our volunteers do, but I was the camp director at our summer camp and worked at summer camp for actually 10 summers, so ever since I was 14, and I was able to grow up in the scouting program, like Brandon and yourself. I started as a Tiger Cub and worked all the way up to Eagle Scout. So I have experience as a youth in the program and now as an adult and actually working for the BSA. I think a lot of people don't know that we have paid professionals in the BSA across the nation. There's over 2,000 district executives like myself and then other managers all the way up to our national level as well.
Now, your big push is for recruitment are in the spring and fall. Why is that?
We try and go with the school year, and a lot of especially with the Cub Scout programs, we really push recruiting for Cub Scouts, because a lot of 90% of our Cub Scouts go on to be Boy Scouts, or 90% of our Boy Scouts were Cub Scouts. So we only get a few kids that join in the middle school, high school age for our Boy Scout program. But our Cub Scout program, which is basically all the elementary age kids, we go into the schools or hand out flyers and do a recruitment in the fall. We're actually doing a big spring recruitment because anyone, any of the boys that are in kindergarten can actually join Boy Scout or Cub Scouts in June officially. So that's why we try and do at the end of the year or the beginning of the year, because that's kind of when the whole program starts. And if they join in June, there's potential that they could go to our summer camp in August too.
Well, right now I'm talking with Kevin Corkin from the Boy Scouts, and also Brandon Lorch, who is a Cub Scout. Happy to be joined by these two fine gentlemen as we talk about Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts as well. Speaking of recruiting, you have some events that are going on in order to try to, you know, encourage people to join.
Yep, yeah, we have actually it's a really neat program here across the whole Copper Country. We have our units participating from Hancock, Houghton, Lake Linden. We're doing some recruiting out at Calumet now. And then also Baraga, Lance, and Ontonagon. We actually just had our Baraga spring recruitment event, and it was a lot of success with getting a lot of the kids that were already in the program, plus a few new kids. And our spring recruitment theme is Rocket into Scouting. So we're doing a model rocket building at this recruitment event. So any new kids or returning scouts can come and build a model rocket. And then a couple weeks later, we're going to put an engine in it and launch it into the air. So it's a real neat program that we're doing throughout the Copper Country. For Ontonagon, we actually have it coming up on the 19th at 5:30 at the Ontonagon School.
And the ones for Houghton and Keweenaw counties are May 18th and the 21st. What time?
At 6:30 at the American Legion Post in Hancock is going to be the whole Copper Country. You know, Calumet, Lake Linden, Houghton, Hancock, Jassel, South Range areas will all get together at one of those two dates. And we had two dates for them just to, you know, work around baseball and soccer season and all that, so kids can pick any day, and we're going to be building those model rockets at that event.
Do you have to sign up in advance to go?
No, you don't. Just need to show up, and we got flyers going throughout the schools, and I've been talking to some of the classes or at some of the local schools as well, or we set up tables at lunch and talk about the rocket and the scouting program.
You said the Baraga event went really well. Talk about that one.
Yep, we had actually 19 kids show up and build rockets down in Baraga, and that was on Monday night. It was a great event. The kids had fun building the rockets. And then a couple weeks later in June, we're going to be actually going back down there and launching the rockets. And Ontonagon, UN area is going to have their own launch day, and then we'll have a launch day for the rest of the Keweenaws later as well in June.
Well, scouting is not scouting when there's not camping involved. And, you know, going out and getting together with all the guys in the scouting program and doing those during the summer. Talk about your scouting camping camp events coming up.
Yeah, we got quite a few events. Brandon will be participating with his group up in the whole Copper Country. We're going to have some local camping events in Lake Linden. They're doing a family camp out, and then they're doing another family camp out up in the Copper Harbor. Plus, we have our summer camp program in August at Camp Hiawatha. So they're doing some local camping events throughout the Copper Country this summer. So the kids that sign up now will be able to participate in those programs throughout the summer, and also have the potential opportunity to go to our summer camp at Camp Hiawatha as well.
Brandon, have you been to one of the camps before?
Yeah.
Yeah, how did you like it?
It was pretty good.
What did you like about it?
When they made these fires, and they were doing little skits.
Oh, that is pretty cool. Now, what kind of things do you learn when you're there?
Of how to be an outdoorsman.
So if you and I get lost in the woods, I can count on you to build me a fire and keep me alive now, right?
Yeah.
I bet you could. Those kinds of things, I mean, when you're a scout and you get older, you know, the things you learn in scouting that you think you might never need to know or hope you don't need to know. How many times, boy, when people look back and they learn something that they know how to do when they grow up to be an adult. They learned when they were a scout.
Yeah, actually, I have a lot of statistics about that, about people using something they learned in scouting. One in 100 boys reported, you know, whether they're in scouting for a year or longer, reported that they used a scouting skill to save their own life. And 2 in 100 reported that they actually used the skills to save someone else's life. So we actually have an award within scouting for those who save someone else's life, or in a higher award if there's potential risk to themselves, to save someone else's life. So lots of skills to use to save your own life or others' lives, but also just everyday skills that you'll need for the rest of your life, like learning how to cook, and first aid skills or things like that to live everyday life.
And it's not just the skills, that they're learning, whether it's camping. You mentioned the knot tying, because everybody knows, mm-hmm. that's something, a good scout, if they can tie a good knot. But it's character building as well. Talk about what benefits somebody gets just from being a part of scouts, as far as the kind of person they become.
Sure. There's lots of benefits, and the scouts, and now the Cub Scouts will be repeating the Boy Scout Oath and Law that many people, even after they've been out of scouting for many years, still remember. So it's teaching those values of being trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Those are kind of the values we base the scouting program on. So we really like to help develop kids in that way, and also in leadership skills. Once they go on to Boy Scouts, we really like the Boy Scout program or our venturing program for the older kids to be run by the youth. In Cub Scouts, we rely on a lot of the adult leadership to help run the programs, but in Boy Scouting, we really like the boys to plan their programs, plan their menus. They're doing their cooking at the campouts. They're helping, set up the whole campsite. And all the meetings are planned and run by the boys. So it's really neat that at a young age, before they even go on to college, they have a lot of leadership skills built within themselves.
Brandon, I am told that you were a big help last fall for a big fundraiser and something about selling popcorn. Tell me about that.
Well, we were selling popcorn to get money for all the camping we do and the fun stuff we do, and I was the third highest seller out of all the scouts.
He was one of our top sellers in the whole council, and the council covers the whole UP plus Northeast Wisconsin. So he did a lot of selling here throughout the Copper Country.
Oh, that's terrific! Good job on that. Have you built a Pinewood Derby car?
I've built tons.
Yeah. Talk about your cars. Oh, man. Like I said, kind of almost going down memory lane, just remembering the car I used to put graphite on the wheels, I remember. Yep. Yeah. Trying to make them. But, there are certain things you couldn't do that would be cheating. But trying to, build the best car you can. I never wanted anything. How have your cars done?
Awesome. My last race, I won fourth, and then the one way before that, I won second place. And then my very first Pinewood Derby race, I won first.
Oh, really? And your very first one?
Yeah.
Tell me about that car.
We put weights in it, and we're allowed. There's a certain amount of weights you can put in it, you had a certain amount of weights that mm-hmm. you could use, except you can't go above the weight. You can't go above the weight, or you could be cheating. So, if you have a 60-pound one and you're only allowed to have 40-pound ones, then you'd be cheating.
So you want to get as close to the 40 pounds as you can without going over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you probably did that because you had the fastest car.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with the car afterwards?
You can either hang it up for display, take it apart, and use it for the next Pinewood Derby race we would have.
What did you do with it?
I hanged it up for display.
Great. That is really neat. I'm glad, we're talking about things that I did, over 30 years ago, 35 years ago, things that were being done by my older brothers, and you can even extrapolate that and say, well, my father and grandfather, if they were scouts at that age, I believe my dad was, doing these same, kind of events, and these traditions that are involved with the scouts that continue to this day.
Yeah, we have, still sticking to those traditions, like the Pinewood Derby is one that definitely once parents get back involved in scouting that were scouts as a kid, really enjoy and remember. That's another fun event that the whole family can get involved in and come to the races and, grandma, grandpa, all the relatives. And especially in our Cub Scout program, we really focus on the family emphasis and, the whole family can get involved, like our family campouts or things like that. We really like to make sure that, the family can come and be involved and make it a part of their program.
Now, as traditional as scouting is, and with all of the, good old-fashioned things that go along with scouting, one of the things I'm most impressed about learning is really how with the times scouts are, because you've come a long way and have integrated, things from today to, sort of upgrade your program.
Yep, that's something, especially ever since our 100th anniversary, we've added a lot of new innovative merit badges for our Boy Scout program and also working on integrating that into our Cub Scout programs as well. And a big focus has been STEM, as science, technology, engineering, and math across the nation has really skyrocketed. In the national BSA, we've had a lot of merit badges to reflect that, including robotics merit badge. There's a lot of robotics clubs in high schools now. We've added mining and society merit badge, which is really unique to the Upper Peninsula with our heritage in mining. So the kids actually got to go to the cliffs and go see the big open pit mine over in Ishpeming, and then also learn about the heritage, which they talked about even the history all the way up here in the copper country with that merit badge. We have also added welding, computer-related merit badges. Instead of just computers, now we added computer programming, game design, so lots of innovative merit badges to be up with the 21st century.
That is amazing, and again, like I said, I'm really pleased to hear it because, the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts are, these are organizations that we want to continue on, and we want our children involved with these things. I don't think that you can be a part of a scouting program and come out anything other than a better person for it. Now, what kind of needs do you have, if you've got a very active scouting program in this area, how are you on volunteers?
We got a pretty strong program right now between Houghton and Hancock, but we're kind of working on outreaching and creating the next big area that we like to see a unit or just a unit tied in with Houghton would be the Calumet area. But we're also working on rebuilding or starting these other units, like I said, Lake Linden, Baraga, Lance, and Ontonagon, Ewan areas. All are pretty new or in the rebuilding stages, so we're always looking for volunteers to help out with the Cub Scout programs there, which will hopefully, flourish into a Boy Scout troop, but also just, helping out as, volunteers just for whether or not a leader, but, helping out with teaching merit badges or just going in and teaching the Cub Scouts some of your hobbies or skills. There's lots of merit badges or rank advancement related to many different either careers or hobbies, such as kayaking or hiking or camping on the hobby side or career related, like we have first aid merit badge, lots of, welding, different things related to careers as well.
If somebody wants to find out more information about how to participate or to get their children involved in scouting, how do they do that?
Well, they can either reach out to our local volunteers through beascout.org. That shows all the different local units, Cub Scout packs or Boy Scout troops in the area, and it has the local volunteers' contacts. Or they can always contact myself through my phone number. It's 920-471-9027, or you can send me an email, just kevin.corkin, C-O-R-K-I-N, at scouting.org, and I can help get them connected with the local volunteers in the area.
And you certainly don't want to miss the a May 19th event in Ontonagon, and also is the May 18th and the 21st in the Houghton and Keweenaw area. I'll have information posted about that on the community page at KeweenawReport.com. I want to thank Kevin and Brandon for coming in. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.